We begin in ham and olive. Thank you. Yoni, thank you very much. Hope everyone will please enjoy. I and ham and olive. Oh, please, yeah, I have to go. Can't sit around. Is it small enough? People can just please take a pass. The week after Purim, so I mean, the Shalach Manas has to go today. How long is it going to go already? Just. Thank you. Says the Gemara on Ayin Hey and Aleph, towards the very bottom, to one of Psuadaka. But the Gemara says, talks about Nikav. The Nikav Lo Molid. What does that mean, the Nikav Lo Molid? What does that imply? It implies very clearly that a Psuadaka is not molded. Someone who is molded, by definition, cannot be a Psuadaka. That's a Pashup Shad in this Gemara. Pashup Shad in the Gemara is that way. It leads to a whole discussion, long Tosfos. Okay, so Einu Ela Beit Achas. Because what's the din in that kind of a situation? On a simple level, Einu Ela Kisrus Chama V'Kosher. And the problem is, the Gemara says, "Kol nifsul beitz of afilei achas men," is a problem. So Tosfos says, "What well, nifsa is worse than nichwas legamrei." That Tosfos mahalach. Tosfos says that the beitz achas is kosher. They claim beitz achas is molded. By the way, all doctors say it's absolutely true, 100% is manazeh. The beitz achas is molded, absolutely 100%. Can't say what the Gemara put say b'chazar al bono ve'ayinheim. That's not shayach. They have case after case after case in the medical community that in point of fact today is ismo. Just for information.
They
make no distinction.
That
obviously depends on what the case is, but Pasha try yes. Okay. The Gemara over here has on that Ayin Hay, they quote, let's read together. Hey, Psuadaka Kol Shenifsu Beitzim Shalom Afilu Achas Mehen, etc. Afilu Nikvu, etc. etc. Tanakam, Rabbi Shuvah, Rabbi Shurech, Rabbi Roko, Shemad Bicham Karen Biavne, Kol Shenu Beitz Achas, Enu Olas Fischam of a Kosh. Kis Fischam of a Kosh. Question, is there a Machlekas over here? Are they fighting? Are they arguing? Are they agreeing? What's Pshat? How do you learn Pshat in this Gemara? So the Beis Meir says no. He's only no machlokes, and he's medayek from the lashon. Gemara says Omer Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shmuel, etc. Not Rabbi Shmuelim. Of course, in Yerushalmi says Yerushalmi Shmuelim. It's one of the many Yerushalmi in the sugya. I have on my desk down says Yerushalmi. It's quite complex. You don't have time to go through all the look. If you have a chance, you can look. Yerushalmi is very interesting. So that's a different girsa. But according to the Bavli, there's no machlokes. The Ramban says, you're right. There's no machlokes. And everyone else is puzzle. Opposite of the Torah, everything's going. Puzzle? Rabbeinu Shel Olam. What do you mean it's puzzle? Oh. When it says that, Rabbi Shmuel, B'nai Shalom Baruch, Shamatif, B'chom, Sheinuk, B'chom, means, yes, if it's B'day Shamayim. I have to be day shemayim with sort of kasha. Even if it's shnichas u'shtayim, is kosher. You're right. But he's giving you the cases, the Ramban, of a more common situation. All right. So it's a machlokes. Either it's a machlokes atanoim, or everyone else is kosher, or everyone else is posel. And it's going on the case of b'day shemayim, giving the more common case. That's how it works out with the sugi. Fine. And again, how the Yerushalmi learns is a long story. Can't go into the problems of the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi does sound as a Rosh that says, Eino Molit, and maybe it's a din of B'dei Shemayim, because we pass the B'dei Shemayim is in fact Kosh. We at any point, all the doctors say it's Molit. Comes the Chasam Sofer and says, you know, you're right. In the time of the Yerushalmi, it was Molit. And if it's Manazeh, it is Molit. So what's the din? So it's a Chasam Sofer, so it's Kosher. The Pische Tshuva quotes this Chasam Sofer in a couple of Tshuvas, Yud Zayin and Yud Tes. Those who want to look it up, the Kitzur, not so much the Kitzur, he quotes it quite extensively. can see it in the Pesachei Teshuva here in Simen Hay, Sivkot Zion. Oh, a whole series of Teshuvas Chasam. Okay, so Yotz Alar Teshuvas Chasam Sefer. The Sefer was written in Pesachei Teshuva in the 19th century, and this tremendous find Chasam Sefer just came out. He called Yud Zion at length, Yud Tes at length, and we spoke about this a little bit last time around, but more in greater length. You'll see, that's what he says. Rabbi Moshe, Chelet Beis, Simen Beis, Anav Gimel, talks about this issue. He comes out with a very interesting question about this issue. He says, in those days, at least according to certain opinions, the Levush says that even if it's molded, it's pum. Unfortunately, yes.
I was just wondering, how could you give a reason to, the Pasuk says, this is us, sir. We're assuming the reason is because they can't have kids? I mean, how would you do that?
How do you know that's the reason?
Yeah, that's
a good question. Let's say it's us no matter what. Who cares? They're going to have kids and not have kids. It's just be Issa Gomer. Good question. The assumption of the Gemara seems to be the last line. Venika Vlo Mola, what's the kasha? So who cares if it's Mola or not Mola? It should be an irrelevancy. Obviously, the Gemara takes it into serious account. The last line of Ayin Hayim and Aleph. You ask me how the Gemara know it? It's a good question. The Gemara assumed it. The Gemara assumed it. Good question. The Levush says, as you said, that Binyamin, that even if he's molded, it'd still be possible. It's against the Gemara. Remember, against the Mefurish Gemara, Levush. So we thought three terutzim. Answer the Levush. The Yeshua Yaakov says, the Gemara is talking about a case of Nikav or Nifza. Those are, how should I say it? That's not mamish, you know, Suwadaka Kushavka. It's equivalent. So there, if he's molded, it's going to be kosher. But if it's literally suadaka kushavka mamish, then molded is not going to help. That's the issue of Yaakov. Earl Haner says, well, it'll be possible anyway. Even if in a freakish case it can be molded, we don't take into account the freakish case. It can be like a maisa nissim, like by treifa. It lives less than 12 months. Once in a yovel is more than that. The Meiri says a maisa nissim, we disregard. And Rav Moshe says, unbelievably, if he wasn't murdered, his man matan Torah, and even nowadays he is murdered, it doesn't matter. Even though the nishtana tvoim, but the psul remains the same. This is part of a whole interesting semi-theological discussion. Do we automatically say that when the facts change, that the din changes? This is a subject of a major dispute in the latest article of issue of tradition between a couple of interesting personalities. I'm not going to go into the names right now. Just look at the end of the volume. It's quite fascinating. And again, enough said for this moment. I don't want to get sidetracked. Fine. Ad kan rabosai, and just our introduction to the sugya of Tzuadak. Fine. It's interesting to note that before I get to the Sefer Achinuch, the poskim say that the din is that even though someone, Avnei Nezer talks about this, that the person cannot have children normally, even though they can have children with some special tarbulas, what they call it. Ambati, who knows what, because Manazev Ixi, I'm going to give an example, those who know the fertility field, it wouldn't matter. It would still be a Psuadak. I found this in the Sefer Kula, I looked it up, I spent a lot of time. Hishtanus HaTvoyim Ba'aloch. It's directly on point to this remerge with the Sefer Kula. By Rav Neria Gotal. Beautiful Sefer. 300 pages, huge. It's in the library. And Rav Zalman Nechemia Shalit talks about this. It's exactly so. You can do modern medical procedures, only you can't have children in a normal fashion, you would still qualify even under the regular definition as a potential psuadaka kushav. Fine. Now we come to the idea of Bidei Shamayim. So the Gemara says over here, psuadaka Bidei Shamayim is kosher. Why? Why? Who cares why? The time of the crop? Well, a little bit. I want to know what the why. So the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tov Kuf Nun Tes says the Issa Psudaka is because they used to, unfortunately, would castrate youngsters or that in order to make them, which was still only week after Purim, right? They want the Shomer HaNoshim. Well, how do you trust the Shomer HaNoshim himself? Well, he can do it with the Noshim. Well, he can't, because we gave the surgery on whatever the surgery achieves. So therefore, to avoid this terrible, 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 terrible phenomenon, the Torah Kedoshah says, no, this person is also level of a cult, and therefore what to be marked us in this terrible practice. That's what he says. It's interesting. The Ravid seems to have a different stand. I'm going to use that expression at Talmud the Krok. This is the Ravid in Perek Tezvov, Halacha Beis, in Uchos Yisurabiyah. Why does he think that we have a Ptsul Dak of the Kal Hashem? Writes the Ravid. He says like this. The Ravid says, Kadesh lo yarba mamzeres bi Yisrael, Ptsul Dak of Esa, Kadesh lo tizna ishto tachtav, v'amamzeres rova. We're afraid that the woman is going to marry Ptsul Dak, can't have kids, and she wants kids. So she'll do what she has to do to have kids. Rachmona litzlan, create more mamzeres. That's an interesting. Yeah, of course, the question becomes, what's the mitzvah Shemai Medeodim? Okay, Atzorachin, you know. Tom and the Kroah is never going to fit every single case. But just that, for your information, that's what he says. Yeah. He knows, but he loves his wife, so, you know, what can I tell you?
Allow her.
She'll allow her. Right. We saw that when we learned the sugi, if you recall, of Eilat Gruas Hanashim. So she's going to stay married to him. Not make achdos. She wants. We had to Gemara. Why didn't you have this? Right. Tam Lamesa. To Tolus Mevaleim. Gets it. You're right. Maybe it wouldn't be so easy in this case. Whatever. There could be a conspiracy of silence. One can easily imagine it. Rabbi Say, and on different levels. We shall get to it later. According to this, the Medrash, Yishai was silent for 28 years. He was Yishai, the man never sinned in his life. So conspiracy of silence apparently can be enough said. So that's what he says in the Sefer Achinuch. The most important issue for us, Rabbi Say, in this context, is how you define Bidei Shemai. That's a critical, critical question. La'alocha la'mais, mamish critical. Let's take a look in the Rosh and see what he says in terms of the definition of what's Bidei Shemai. Please turn to the Rosh here in the 8th parak, if you don't mind, and he's going to give you the famous machlokas between himself and the Rambam. Here we go. It's in Siman Beis, Parak Ches, Siman Beis. Okay? This is the issue of how you define Bidei Shemai. So, the Rosh says, towards the end of Siman Beis, he quotes Rashi, they were omim, uborot, alikim, meimo, alinira, bocholi, v'nistares, posel. He's on the Strat and Rashi, so he answers a couple of other Rashis. Chemash b'Yerushalmi. Okay? This is the sheet of the Rosh. Very, very serious. If this is true, we can be in big, big trouble. Take a look at the Korban Asan al-Ches. Rambam says, no. Nolad ben Shchin v'himso shekarso harezeh kosh alava b'kol shekol elu b'dei shamayim. It's against Yerushalmi, and again, can't go into all Yerushalmi in the sugya and how you get out of them and what they mean. That's a machlokas halacha lemaisa between the Rosh on the one hand and the Rambam on the other hand. It seems to be problems in Rashi, steers in Rashi. Take a look at the Teferis Shmuel already asks. He says, what do you mean? What do you mean? Rashi Gufe says twice. He says, Sris Chama is Bidei Shamai Machos Choli, one place. And back on the Chof, he says, Tzurak Moshavcha is Sris Rashi Sris Adam Shesirsu Adam Veloma Machos Choli, Nistaris Melev. You see how they Choli Lochoshi like the Rambam. How can the Rosh quote Rashi like himself when Rashi is to other places is in fact like the Rambam? Yep. So the Chasam Sofer, again, that same, you can see the same Pesachet Shiva says, he got it by they were Amim. That's where the Rosh got it from. That's only before they derived it from Mamzer. Once they got it from Mamzer, then the Rambam is right. Right, that's what it suggests. The Marsha says choli means mimei imo. Okay, again, back and forth with the Yerushalmi. Good. It's interesting that the Gemara has an Ayin Tesa Medveis. If you're going to ask a Sris Chama, everyone before he dies is a Sris Chama. That means what? That everyone before he dies is unable to have children and is considered to be in the category of a Sris Chama because he's sick. So that indicates, what does that indicate? Well, if you look at Rashi in Afpeyim and Aleph, Rashi says, Sris Chama Machos Choli Kol Agufi. In other words, we're suggesting that there's no raya from the Gemara and Tess that someone who has an illness which directly the general organs is not a problem. No, there it affects his general health. He's in the throes of death. But Chalila Bechas, if there's a choli in Evori Haolada, maybe he would be a Ptsuadaka. You can't bring any rayas. One more critical point, the Fi Rambam that many post, the Bechaber is not on the Hachra. Like the Tur and the Rosh, the Minhag Yisrael is like the Rambam. The Rambam is the one who's makil when it comes to these matters. I'm reading to you over here in Perik in Siman Hei Sif Yud. The Mechaber says that the Rashi of a Rosh lo mikri b'day shemayim aday Rambam mubarad of meimo aday choli choshev b'day adam apostle because of Ramash Bishalmi, and it sounds like he's noted the Chumrah. Minhag Yisrael believes to follow the Rambam, back the Rambam, that the Rambam said we have a right to be Mekel Machmas Chol. But there's one critical question. What is a certain word? What does it mean? The Rambam says, if you have it in front of you, the Korban HaSadah quotes it. Shenolad ben Shchin behimso son o Karson. What's the subject of the word Karson? What's Karson? So the Marshal suggests it means a human being. But a human being was curious because of the illness which preceded his medical intervention. Even that, the quote of the Yamshel Shlomo, the quote of the Rambam, would be permissible. But they say, no. Caution refers back to the Shin. Doesn't go back that back to the human being. That's a whole, it's not so simple. Not so simple at all. This is a difficult issue to come to grips with. It really is not so simple. And it's interesting, in a final issue along these lines, there's a machlok, as we said, in Ashkenaz and Sephardim, how you write the word daka. Is it with an aleph or with a hey? And the radak has with an aleph, and the ramah has with a hey. These are two bali mesorim. So Rav David al-Karlina says, in Shelas David, that according to the Bavli learns doch b'chulon, right over here on Ayin Hamed Beis. What does that mean? Lashon dicha is with a hey. Yerushalmi is a lashon ein lecha namach v'adam b'shosh sheyoshev ela beitzim b'lvad. So therefore, lo'evo p'suadaka, Rav Osai, is not on the according to the Bavli, dicha is the kilkul. That exactly is the kilkul. According to the Yerushalmi, it's explaining what eiver we're talking about. From lashon daka shvaruach, that's how he understand. It's quite a remarkable shaila, and it could have effect on our discussion as well, but we're not going to go into that right now. I only have one more topic on this physical aspect of Suwadaka. As I told you before, we're not going into all the graphics, but just a little bit, we'll get to the lumbus, and that is, Rabosai, extremely important, with the very bottom of Ayin Hamed Beis. But the Gemara speaks about a goofs, istatim goofs of the Shechem Azera, apik b'mokom ketanim. Sava Rabbi Bibil Bar Abaye Lach Shure. What do you mean Lach Shure? So Rashi says, Shave Enkan lo Ptsua v'lo Doch v'lo Koros. So sure, therefore the fellow should be put to love of Bekol. And Moran says, no. Koma Mavashta, Shlomim Koma, Lo Mavashta. What does that mean? And therefore he cannot be molded. And if he cannot be molded, it's a Ptsua Daka. We see it in both directions. Before we saw if he is molded, he's not a Ptsua Daka. Now we're seeing if he's not molded, then he isn't to a daka. That's on a simple level. It is true, however, that the Urayim is sort of in the water, the unique shot in this Gemara. Machshe doesn't mean the person himself. We mean machshe the children. And if he's not molded, then by definition, those children are mamzerim. We saw that in the Mordechai, who quotes it from the Urayim. I'll show it to you in a minute. But in any event, in Rashi describing the biology over here, and the biology is significant, Rashi says, the last few lines, Tanya b'b'choros, shnei nekovim yesh b'odom, echad motzi b'shesen, echad motzi shechvazera, u'b'nek eklipas hashum. Now, what is going on, Rabosai? How can it be? How can that be? How can it be? It's just not so. Chazanish says, Nishtanu atvonim. Why did he say that? So I thought he rejected the pshat of what we call the cheshef or efo. And I saw his baruch shekivan to Rabzal Menachemi again. He said exactly my word. That the cheshef or efo, or padua, said, Of course, come on, nothing's changed. Why should we say things change? This whole description is describing the various, forgive the expression, the various pipelines within the body when they're within the body. Not when they're outside the body in the avaria holoda, which extend from the body. They're within the body. We do know that there's one pipe that goes from the bladder and ends up by the aver and going through the prostate. Two pipelines, as a matter of fact, either side, come from the Beitzim, also goes through the prostate, and end up coming out through the Aver. And these, how should I say, this three-lane highway, so that the two lanes, which have the Zera, and the one lane from the Shesen, are near each other internally. Keklipas Hashum Beinayim. So it's a Cheshev Eifo. Why didn't the Chazon Ish like that pshat? He couldn't handle that pshat. Chas v'shol, that pshat should be correct. The Dapshad is correct. What emerges? That not only are the Isurim of Suadaka and Kushavka externally, as the Gemara has the Beitzim of the Gid of the Chutim, and Rashi says the Chutim mean, not our Chutim, our little pipes. Chutim says Chutim are within the Beitzim in themselves, outside. So, but according to this Pshad in the Gemara, what's going to emerge is that there could be Psulim of Suadaka and Kushavka even internally. Chazish couldn't hear that. Chalila, he didn't want that. And believe me, we none of us want that. That's going to cause major problems. Lalach. So there is an effect forced to say Nishtanu Atvar. I said it myself. I found it beferish in Reb Zalman Nechemia's comment in Nishtanu Atvar. If you want to look it up, it's in the back. It's a 40-page kuntris in the back of the tape. It's on page Resh Ayin Vav and Zayin. You'll see there. He has these two things which I'm attributing to him in his kuntris. In any event, Rabbi Osai, as I said, and Chutin, if you look in Rashi, Rashi explains that Chutin over here is not what we would have thought. That's Chutin. Oh, what about a perfect shot? Right, thin little lines that are going through the body, through the prostate, etc., etc. No, but that's not what Rashi learned shot, because Rashi learned that Bechulon. Rashi says it's in the second narrow line. Beitzim v'gid v'chutei beitzim shabeitzim tluyin v'metoch hakis. Has nothing to do with our internal pipeline that we're describing. So again, that's what the Chazon Ish says. All right, fine. So halacha lemaisa, this comes up in a number of instances. One is prostate surgery. So in the Chazon Ish's time, they want to cut what they call the vas deferens in order to avoid infection. And he would say cut. He said cut, and there's no problem halacha because it's no problems internally whatsoever. Nowadays, Rabbi Osai, I spoke to a urologist, and he told me they don't cut anymore. They just don't do it. There's no problem of infection anymore. Maybe there never was a problem. They thought it was a problem. But nowadays, as a matter of fact, when the problem is a problem of pressure on the chutei hashesen, though it's very difficult to urinate. When they do that kind of surgery, they don't do it that way anymore. They actually go with a catheter through from the outside in a totally different way, and nothing is cut anymore. The chalal is not a problem. B'pshuto lehalacha, nothing is actually cut. Now it's true that it may affect the ability to have children, but so what? Making him into an ukar. That's what I would say. Not making him into a daka. Shlomo Zalman wasn't so sure of this fact. Shlomo Zalman said, "You someone destroy the system, even if you don't touch the Shvili Hazer, only the Shvili Hashesed, it might be a potential problem of Tzuadaka, and it'll be mutter but it's not internally only because of what he called the chiddush gadol of Moreno Chazanish, that there's not a problem if it's done internally. So that's what Shlomo Zalman said. Fascinatingly, otherwise I would have thought, no, he didn't cut any, whatever. That's what he suggests. Now when it comes to internal surgeries, right? According to the Cheshev Eifod, there's a potential problem. What you could do, if there was an internal surgery, is reattach the Chutei Azera. There are people who, for contraceptive reasons, do vasectomies. They become Balei Tshuva. So according to the Chaznish, it's not a problem. But according to the others, this is the Nebuchadnezzar, there were Nazi survivors that had this problem. So what you would want to do is reattach. Will the reattachment help in recreating fertility? Doubtful. But even if it doesn't, the pashas you made him into an akar. It seems to me that should take away the problem to a daka completely. Unfortunately, if the prostate surgery is because of cancer, prostatic cancer, which is very, very common, and there are many treatments now, but among the treatments of surgery, like I'm not a doctor, but if that's what's required by the medical community, then they take away a large part. You obviously can't put it together. But it seems to me we could be making on a child for a sex sake. Number one, according to the Chazon Ish, it's all internal. Number two, according to the Marashal, it's considered to be Bidei Shamayim, even though you're cutting, because it all started because of the medical problem. It is true that there were those in Otsar Poskim who say that's only if the illness is in the aver itself. Here where the illness is in the prostate, and maybe we shouldn't have that leniency. But not everyone agrees to that chumra within the Marashal. So we can rely upon the Mekil according to the Marashal, but see if the Chazon Ish came near really in this kind of Shas HaTzach situation. Ad kan Rabosai are announced the Psua Daka as such. Yes, sir.
No.
Sris Adam is defined as someone, for our purposes, as someone who underwent something accidentally or otherwise, which creates a status of a psu adam. Okay, you have a question now?
Are we only relying both Chazish and the
Marshal
together?
I make a Chazish by himself, but the others who are not so happy, they call it a Chiddush Gadol. Anyway, Rabosai, let's now turn to the Gemara of Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. This is a chazara of more recent things that we've learned more recently, so perhaps we can go through a little bit more quickly, because you should have a little bit better memory. These are very fundamental matters. The Gemara of Mishnah Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Tzu Adaka Kul Shav Gemutarim V'Giyores U'Mishnuchreres V'Nasurin Elo Milov V'Bekol Shadav L'Rab Sugav Shuvot V'Shkal Hashem. But these people, Gioras and Mishukros, we pass in halacha that Kal Geirim lo ikri kol. Rav Yehuda disagrees. We pass in the Kal Geirim lo ikri kol. It's our mission. Fine. Says the Gemara, Bo me name Rav Sheshet, Suadaka Koyen Mabi Gioras and Mishukros. Bikdushasa Koyen, Vyasar, Adim Alab Yishasa Koyen, Vishari. The Chorot's a purely Koyen's question. The Gemara says, no. Tinitua. Suadaka Yisrael Mutab in Asina. Sadab Yishasa Koyen, Ikri Kanas Chadimba. Whoa, there's some kind of comparison going on here, which we don't really understand fully. Between what? A Tzuadaka Koyen with Mishasa Koyen, and a Tzuadaka Yisrael with Mishasa Koyen. Tzuadaka Koyen with respect to a Giyores, and Tzuadaka Yisrael with respect to a Nesina. What kind of comparison is this? Rabbeinu Shalom, what's going on over here? So I wanted to say the following interpretation. The Yisod of the Easter of Giyores and the Easter of Nesina is similar. What do you mean similar? What I called, what the Lamdanim call, a psul goyus. You're Jewish, but it's a psul goyus. A psul goyus has a higher bar with respect to Kohanim, with respect to Israel. Obviously, Israel's allowed to marry Giyoris, but a Kohen is not married, allowed to marry the Giyoris, who's included in the category of Zona, is because she's treated with respect to a Kohen with a psul goyus. Oh, and that's why she's included in Zona. Zona is an all-encompassing term. Kohen Rambam includes Goyah Mamish. We spoke about a couple of days ago, right? Also includes Giyoris, the Psul Goyus. And a Nesina, who was converted, to a convert! What's the problem? Well, she comes from the Shiva Umos, There's also psul goyus, which the conversion itself cannot remove. We'll see later that maybe a second conversion, a second generation, can remove it. Or combination, we'll see that later on. But it's a psul goyus. We want to know, as a psul adaka koyin, is he a full-fledged koyin? In which case, the psule goyus apply to him? Or should we say no? Since psul adaka is also level of Kal Hashem, that indicates it's a lower level of Kedushas Yisrael, a lower level of Kedushas Kohen automatically. You can't be a full Kohen without being a full Yisrael. That's how Apshan the Gemara is. The perhaps the limitations of the Kulas of Psul Adaka are to Psule Goyus. That's what's our suggestion. Okay? That's what our suggestion. That's Pshat in the Gemara's comparison. Okay? That's our Pshat. Narabosai. If that's the case, we understand very well the Rambam Shita. The Rambam holds that this limitation of the head of Psul Adaka is limited to these kinds of situations. However, as Rambam writes Klor in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, yes, there are many leniencies when it comes to Psul Adaka. This is in Perek Tezayin. However, he writes, he's Takanapik Dushasa, and the Kohen can marry a Giyomis. And Yisrael can marry a Nesina, no problem. But he does say that Suadaka is also the Mamzeres Vadois, because he's Surah Menator, and Nesina is the Rabbanah. A Gioris, as the Magad Mishnah said, is not Mefurish Bekra. I mean, who cares Mefurish Bekra? So my Lumbus is not Mefurish Bekra, it's a Psul Goyis, but it's not the same as a Mamzeres. It's not considered to be a Psul Goyis. And therefore, the Rambam Paskin Psul Adaka is also the Mamzeres Vadois. Shoin, Mefurish Rambam, Perek Tezayin Halacha Beis. The Ravid screams, how can it be? It's wrong. It's incorrect. And most Rishonim, in fact, disagree with the Rambam. The Mukha Yosef puts it off in the Rishalmi. Geni Rishalmi. Fine. The Ravid said, oh, I know where Rambam got it from. Because the Mishnah omitted Mamzeres. So Adaka Kushav Kamutar Minit Bigioris and Shachar. Why didn't they say Mamzeres too? Says the Ravid, nah. No. He Ahmed Amai Koma bin the Sina of Nisim bin Mamzeres. Emil Chafaker Revusa Kamashmalon. The Filer of Yuda Domakal Ger Mikri Kol, which I mentioned earlier, Hani Mili Ger Kosher. Avalhani de Psulim Lo. Vikoshke Mamzeres, the Lav Kol Ukla. What's this all? What kind of kosher game? What's kosher? Why is a mamzeres more not the kol than a nesina? So that was the kasha of the Chazon Ish. So we saw an answer. The footnote quotes an answer. The rival of the shitasa. The rival held right here. The kosher of Shem in the back. His comments on the Balamor that a nesina is only initially, but you have a second geiris, which will be machshir love of a kol. So therefore, you can't say about a nesina so much not bakal. Right now it's not bakal. One more dip, and you'll become bakal. Right? So as opposed to a mamz that's completely lav kol ukla. That's a very nice try. I think it's a correct shot to explain the lashon of the ravid over here in Perek Tezayin. It's Revia halacha base. Oh. It seems to me, Rabbi Osai, that the Rambam, when he's matir, excuse me, when he asks Psule Daka Mamzeres, I told you it's trap because it's only mutter what we call someone as a psul goyus, and the mamz that does not have a psul of goyus. However, the other Rishonim may not necessarily agree with the general principle that we've been developing, namely that it's related to some kind of quote unquote goyus. I'll just rephrase it. It's a mamzer rabosai, is also lovo bikal Hashem. That means he lacks full kedusha. So it's not fair to call a mamzer psul goyus. What does it have to do with goyus? All his genes since Mamad Har Sinai are Jews. A couple of sinning Jews who got together and made a mamzer. But you can't call them. Maybe in Meir Shalom call them goyim. So they did a bad thing. But yeah, that's not. We can't take that into account for our discussions. Rabosai. So therefore, Rambam says it's also. They'll say, no, but he's not Bekal Hashem. And he's not Bekal Hashem. He doesn't, it's not a psul goyus, okay? but there's no full kedushas Yisrael, and there was in effect a kind of a not kedushas koi, and therefore suvadaka is also not kedushas koi. So suvadaka should be but the Rebbe Manzeres. And so the other Rishonim say, oh, is it in fact true, Rabosai, that there's no kedushas kahuna by a there's no kedushas gemura by a mamza, and therefore can't kedushas kohen completely, as we said before by goyos? That's a machlokes. Spent a long time, but back enough nun gimel. It seems that there are many poskim who say that if you don't have if you're a mamza and you lack kedushas Yisrael in its entirety, because not considered to be kal Hashem according to these other rishonim against the Rambam, you can't have kedushas kohuna either. It's impossible. You can't have kedushas levia. Gaval. I mentioned to you, it's called in the Mishnah Brura, in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. And if for this reason, one of the Rabbanim wanted to suggest that we have to write, the same as it comes to a Kohen, you write HaKohen each time in the Ksuba. So you shouldn't think that the father is a Kohen, but the child is not, because the mother is a Chalala Grusha, his own, etc., etc. So by the same token, it has to say that Halevi each time. But otherwise, you'll say that the father's a Levi, the kid's not a Levi. In Chas V'Shalom, the kid is a mamzer, Rachmon al Islam. Yeah. Now, there are those who say that no. The fear is that something went wrong, but that fear should be obviated. This is my vote. Why don't we don't have the Rav didn't write a Levi in my ksuba? I guess he probably didn't have it in his ksuba. He's also a Levi. I don't have a copy of that ksuba. He can give a copy. I think Rav Chaim Oiz was Masada Kedushin. Maybe get that should be interesting. You get me? That should be interesting. Copy of the Rav's ksuba. So this is a Levi. He always does a Levi each time. Because if he had it, it wasn't needed by me. I'm also a Levi. Why should the Talmud be less than the Rebbe and add a Levi to the extra talks? Whatever it is. It's an interesting... who has that? Maybe. That comes Blackley in Riverdale. One of two places. But anyway, not going into that right now. Family business. But I remember, I'll try to look through that. So I thought that a distinction is as follows. If the father is a Kohen and the son is not, that is certainly a significant issue. But the rabbi doing the wedding, he's doing a kosher wedding. Why a kosher wedding? So the kids are cholol. It's a big deal. So therefore, even though a kosher rabbi did the wedding, and doesn't say a kohen each time, you can assume the son might be a cholo. Oh. But in the case of a Levi, the only way that the father's a Levi, the son's a Levi, if Chalila, the son's a mamzer, what's the rabbi doing this wedding for? There's no right to do the wedding in the first place. The fact that a kosher, a reliable rabbi does the wedding, that indicates automatically the kid is a kosher Levi. Because if he'd be a mamzer Levi, he wouldn't be doing the wedding in the first place. It's also a challah, but you're allowed to do wedding for a challah. That's my shtickel Torah, why my ksuba doesn't have halevi, and my five older sons do not have halevi. But after this rabbi insisted, so my youngest son, we put in halevi in each and every time to make him happy. But I don't think it's really required. Giving you some personal anecdotes. Good, Rabbi son. But that's certainly relevant to our discussion. And what else is relevant to this important discussion, Rabosai, is how far do we go with this lav b'kdushos sekoi? How far does it take us? It's not completely clear. So I said, in one suggestion is it only takes you as far as being matter you to marry a, what's his parish in the Gemara? Giyaris or Nesina with a psul goyis. Some say psul mam zeres, not b'kal Hashem. I did see though that in the Chelkas Machokek in Simon Hay Sifkot and Aleph, and he's the Beis Shmuel Aleph also talks about this. The question: what about marrying a grusha? We're married to Grusha. The Chelkos Machokek says, why not? The Gioris is a Zona, and what's the difference in a Zona and a Grusha? It's all the same. It's all the same. The Beis Shmuel says, well, it's not completely clear, according to the Rambam. That's Mefurish B'Torah, not Mefurish B'Torah. So I have a little chat in the Beis Shmuel. That that's not a Mefurish B'Torah. A Zona, it seems to me, that would be Bola Chayvikrisis, would also be awesome. You know, it's not Mefurish B'Torah what exactly the word Zona means. It only means that it's only Mutter be Psul Goyus. That's what I wanted to say, Pshat. And what about other dinim of Kuna? So the Prima God of Anichos, the Sias Kapayim, Kuf Chav Ches and Arachayim says, Eino no se kapov. Eino no se kapov. Wow. He wouldn't, they take it literally. La b'dusho se koi. He can't duchen. And that's pretty strong. And the Chelkos B'chog assumes that, he has the kasha, how can the Meroach Oshach eat from Kodshim Kodoshim? A whole discussion may only be Dei Shamayim. That the Pesach Shiva talks about over here in Sivkot and Aleph. But then he quotes the Beis Meir with a completely, totally, absolutely different understanding of what the words mean. In the Pesach Shiva, Sivkot and Aleph. The whole thing is simply completely untrue. What does the Beis Meir say? No, it's all wrong. Kol ha-nema bo v'ein l'shosu en ha-rat in the Kedushas ha-zivu v'shim sh'osu v'kol. And he would be also the time of the mace and all the works. And he ducha in the whole story. So that's the Beis Meir's quote at the end of Sivkot and Hay in this Pesach Shuvah. It's a completely different understanding of what the work of the Joseph Koy means. Fine. Ad kan rabosai, what we spoke about until now. And now we come to a more complex Rambam. Where the Rambam says that whole of Tzuadaka also love of Bekol. Lo gozibo al hanesinim, v'lo al hasfekes. What do you mean, sfekes? Contrast the next line, mamzeres vados yisurim anatom. So a sfekes, what does sfekes mean? Suffik mamzer. So suffik mamzer, psuodaka is permitted to marry, can't marry a mamzer vaday, can marry a mamzer suffik. Rebbeinu shel olam, a psuodaka cannot marry a Yisraelis k'shem. A psuodaka cannot marry a mamzeres vados. How in the world does a Suffolk Mamzeres fall between the cracks? Rebbeinu Shalom, Mamadoshach. How in the world is this going to work? How in the world is this? Can you explain this Rambam? It should be Asur, what we call Mamadoshach. How in the world can be Mutter? Gewalt. How is it possible? Mamadoshach. The Beis Shmuel, aside from that question, asks a different question. We have a Gzeres Chazal that they ask in Suffolk Mamzeres. Right? So if a Mamzer cannot marry a Suffolk Mamzeres with the Rabbanon, why can a Psuadaka marry a Mamzer Suffolk with the Rabbanon? On this, we have to answer that question separately. So let's analyze these two questions one at a time. So I brought you the Shem Shmaitza again. We spoke about it at some length. This is a real Lubdisha Shem Shmaitza. Shmaitza Aleph Perek Vov discusses this question. How in the world did you explain this? Mamanashach, this is a kasha asked by the Noda Biyuda. Mamanashach, as Mamzeres Asura Hilo, in Misrael's Asura Hilo, Rebbeinu Shalalu. How can it be? So, the answer is, I'm reading from the Shmaita quote of Marit. Safek haTorah itira b'Torahs vaday v'lo b'Torahs safek, and therefore you cannot say mamadoshach. There's no mamadoshach over here. He was a tithe of the sasri. Mutter anyway. So writes the Shem Shmaita Aleph. Perek Vok. And then what about the other kasha of the Beis Shmuel? It should be also with the Rabbonon. So he says over here something very, very important. He says in Kiddushin Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, Shtuki Maitaima Asur, Mala also be yuxin. Okay. Mala also be yuxin. So the Beis Meir says Mala also be yuxin only applies if you can have children. Here you cannot have any children. That's how the Beis Meir says, based upon this idea of Mala also be yuxin, would not apply to enter the Beis Shmuel's kasha. But the Shmaitzer goes more what we call a lumdus, more of a lumdus than anything else. He says Mala also be yuxin, says the Shmaitzer, is only what he calls over here with respect to Psule Yuxin. Psule Kol, it's another name for them. Right? Such as Yisrael and Shnuki, we just mentioned before. I'm giving the base. Psule Daka Rabosai, according to the Rambam, is also the Mamzeres. So he must be considered himself Kal Hashem. Psule Daka is considered Kal Hashem. And therefore, Mamzeres cannot. Leo Mamzer be Kal Hashem. If a mamzer came out of Psul Daka, by definition, it's considered to be Kal Hashem. So what's the psul? To use Yerushalmi speak, it's a psul haguf. Rabosai, a psul haguf, a physical blemish, not considered to be in the category of psul yuchsin and psul eko. Okay? There's no malos of yuchsin when it comes to a psul haguf. And he goes on. Can't go into all these discussions, but there is a Yerushalmi. Again, this is all in the in the Shmaitzer, so the very end of Vav. Yeah, the Mefurashi, there's kind of not even a discussion. The Mefurashi Rishalmi that Tzuadaka is Tzemachloikis, Tzuadaka B'mamzeres. There is one opinion that says Psulaguf is shiny, not be Psulekol. Okay, but then the question becomes, according to the Mandaba who holds in the Rishalmi, that Labuk Dishasukoi, which is apparently argued the Bali seems to pass in that way. So therefore it sounds like everything is mutter. Right? So it goes into a discussion how we pass them again. Time does not allow me to go further into this Indian of the Shmaitzer. I'll just mention one more Nakuda that in this discussion of how it's possible for Mamzer to be mutter in a kind of a Mimanashach. The Chasam Sofa is a Lashon that is a separate category. It's like androgynous, according to the Mount Daman Pegim and the Man Aleph of Beria Bifneyat. That's it. So there's no Yisra on either side. There's no Yisra on the man or Yisra on the woman. You have to always analyze, as he does over here. Whenever you want to say that a Psuadaka is Mutter or Savik Mamzeres, you have to analyze from two perspectives. From the perspective of the Psua Daka, from the perspective of the Mamzeres. So again, not going into all the details, but it works out with this idea of Ber Bifneatzma or the like. Ad Kan Rabosai, this thorny topic. Let's go to a somewhat of an easier topic. A little bit of an easier topic. Rabosai, we have a Gemara over here on Af Ayin Vov Omur Aleph. The Gemara discusses the category of Nesina. Yes, the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't mention it, but the Gemara mentions it. Tzuadaki Yisrael Mutter Ben Nesina. What is a Nesina? That's found later on in the Sugya Rabosai. Nesina, where is the word Nesina found in the Mishnah itself? Ayin Chesim Et Beis. Mamzerim U'Nesinim Asurim V'Yisur Nisirolam Echad Zacharim V'Echad Nekevis. Okay, so it's a serious category. It's a real Din D'Oraisa. Yet the Gemara does say, to be honest, cannot deny Gemaras. The Gemara discusses who was Gezer on the Nesinim, and the Gemara says that David Gezer on the Nesinim. David Gezer on the Nesinim. I thought it was a Din D'Oraisa. What's going on over here? What is it in anyway? What's happening over here? How do you explain the category of Nesinim? It doesn't seem to fit in a particular category. That doesn't work out. What is it? Is it a din d'oraisa? Is it a din d'rabbanan? What does it mean? An ayin chesem et beis mefurish gemara nesinim David gozer aleihem. It's a din d'rabbanan. So that's a good question. So Tosus tackles this question here the Gemara an ayin rabba nafsis maskonas rabba. Rabba originally said los eschatamah refers to a goy. And the Rabbah at the end says, no, that It's referring to Bigirusan, not Bigiyusan. So Rabbi backed out. So Tosus here, the Ayin Tes, tackles this very thorny issue. Tosus wants to suggest that it's really a din, the Oraisa. Rabbi Natan says a din, the Oraisa. Basically, quotes our Gemara. I, David, Gozer, Aleim. No. What does that mean? Shibud. Shibud, that's all. Shibud. This goes away. Hey, Shibud. The Chas is also with the rice. I be made ready, big shul hat in the scene. That's the Gemara over here on Ayin Tes, I'm an Alpha Nomad base. That means the only be Mata, the Avdus Shibud, but the Isser of Chitun remains. That's Rabbi Natan Sheet. Earlier, Tos said the two other suggestions, which are somewhat different from each other, that the Easter is an Easter of Avdus, so Midaraisa would be presumably with Mutter, and David was Gozolem Avdus, and once David was Gozolem Avdus, then it's Easter of the Raisa, because Kontos and Unklus, the Easter of the Raisa is of Kaddish and Kadesha, Easter of Avdus. That's the Tag of Unklus and the Puzzle of Kaddish and Kadesha. It talks about Avdus. Again, I can't go into the nuances between the first and second Teretz of Tosus. That's where they go. Fine. I have to mention to you at this time that the Rambam was of the opinion Nesilas purely with the Rabbanon. He paskin like Rava's original Mahalach. That what? Los Eschad is Big Yusan. And there's no Yisra Derais at all Big Yerusan. Presumably David Gazar and Kipshuto. That's sort of how Tosus started out. And the Raiva, let's see the Raiva inside. I'll have to show it to you because you all have it, and you should see what we have inside. It's arrived here in our sugya, in the eighth parak. Please turn if you have my version of Gemara has it. Here we go, page Ayin Aleph in our print, with the Balamora also that you see, Mr. Rabbanon. Umi shava kazos, nesinin tchilas negeri arayas, umi osa geris asara Torah li Yisrael. Let's chadim ba. V'Yoshua v'David gozru alein, kach gozru. So nekabel mehem gerim la'olam, te this Arab Yisrael. The simple pshat, that's how the Ramban quotes it here on our daf, and the Meiri quotes it. The Ramban explains that according to the Ravid, the initial conversion was insincere. Geri Arayos, they are Jewish with a psul goyis. Go back to our original paradigm. We spoke with this months and months ago. Yisrael with a psul goyis. Okay? That's how the Rabbi understands absurdity, which could be corrected by a subsequent tefillah. That's exactly why I told you before, that the Rabbi's Kavachom, the Mamz is Ganzen up Bekal Hashem, and the scene is a little bit, potentially could become Bekal Hashem. That's how we explain the Rabbi and the Rambam as well. This is the Shita of the Rabbi. The Ramban says no, a different word. The Ramban says, no, the scene is a Zichar, the Din Darais, the Poshup Shat throughout Shas. It's a din d'oraisa. It says that David gozer aleihem. What does that mean? So he says as follows. Those have the Ramban in front of you. It's end of column 1 of page 9. Brum, the last full paragraph. Nirin deri omesh lo asarach torah b'girus nala echad misheva umos shin is gayer v'shemaseh mekul kolim mekul umos v'nivun edavik b'yumazu avol zera shenolad lahem b'kdusha mishen is gayeru. Harehuki Yisrael kosher, Shirelomon ben Akosiv Doros, Lemon Madolam as Ammoni Moavi, Uba David the God of Lamb Doros. That's very, very slick. She is a Ramban. I mentioned the Meiri, it seems to me, as a combination that the second generation with a combination with the second Geras maybe may work. But fine. So these are just went through briefly the various Shitas of Rishonim, Tosfos, two versions of Eved. And the Rabbi Natan holds that it's also Midaraisa. David was only Gozer, Avdus, and over and above. And Rambam holds it's the Rabbanan, Rashi seems to hold the way, Balamor seems to hold the way. The Ravid holds it's also Midaraisa, but it can be corrected by a second Geirus. The Ramban holds it's also Midaraisa, but his next generation is Mutter. And the Nira, I think, holds that it's a combination of both. It's Mutter, the second generation, with the Geirus. These are all fundamental disputes in terms of how you define the Yisra of Nisim. Fine. So now we go back to the Gemara, back to Shas Bavli. Says the Gemara like this. Says the Gemara, Rava, what are you telling me? You're telling me the Schatan Bum is limited to a case in which there is a marriage. And then it's limited to Nesim who converted, it cannot apply to Goyim. Frek the Heilige Gemara, Moser of Yosef. That's two lines in Ein Vav. I'm enough. Vayischaten Shlomo's Bas Paro Melech Mitzrayim. You see the word Vayischaten is used when an intermarriage. Intermarriage between Shlomo and Bas Paro. Says the Gemara, no. Giure Gaira. Shlomo and Melech did a Geirus on Bas Paro. Frank the Gemara, what are you talking about? There's no Geir Bisman, Padovan, and Shlomo. He says, no. That's only because they're going to do it for the riches. She has enough money on her own in her bank account. She'd have to do it for the riches. Very nice. That's very, very nice. Now, we go a little bit further. Says the Gemara, but typically, to a mitzvah rishonahi. What's the kasha? Zok Rashi. But typically, that filu giri mitzvah rishoni. Filachi karalei chasas. So what? So what? So you married her, shalok halacha. The treatise kiddushin by a mitzvah. What in the world is Rashi talking about? We don't understand Rashi. Says Taisus. The table name is mitzvah rishona. Pishma kundris. I feel lucky called the chasas. The kasha. The pshita the shara b'chasas. The tafsim b'kiddushin. My kasha. V'nira the parach. The hech nesosh lomo. Ha mitzvah rishona voi v'asura b'kol. That's the kasha. How did he marry her? Nu'al l'dvarecha? That he didn't convert her, that he's allowed to marry her? Yeah? If he didn't convert her, he's allowed to marry her? Says the Tosis Yishanim. Yeah. Ubish Shlomo ilo gira. Nicha. This Shlomo, Jinnasar Shlomo. To cause mash on this guy, lo shayach, Yisra, the mitzvah Yishanim. For Yisra, abal, anokris. The chay b'shem nashga adai lo nitken al b'yabezin shel chashmonoi. I kano in pogimbo. That's only b'farhesi. This is b'tzino. Shlomo b'tzino l'kocho. But if he converted, isn't shver? Amazing vart, Rabosai. Amazing vart. Come back a little bit later. That's also the Tosfos Yishanim. Right over here. Amazing. Other posts can say, come on, Rabbeisai, you call this Tzinnah? In the palace of the king, you call it Tzinnah? It's against the Gemara in Sanhedrin. We're only a week after Purim. Esther Farhes Yavoy. It was also in the palace of the king. Yeah. Tosfos shows how to make a distinction. With respect to Yehor Gaval Yavor, Yediyah is enough. Esther Farhes Yavoy. With respect to the Easter of Kanon Pogobo, which is limited to a case of Faresa for the Easter that exists in the first place, that requires mamish in public, like the Maestro of Pinchas and Zimri. That's what I have to say. Perhaps. I have to mention to you that on the footnote of the Ritva, he does a number on Rav Moshe over here. Rav Moshe says famously that if a woman who's a Gioris, a woman converts, in order to marry a Kohen, that Geirus is zero. Zero. Because she's converting Amanas to be in violation of the Halacha. Geirus is not married Kohen. So the footnote asks, what do you mean? This woman, Bas Paro converted, Amanas to marry Shlomo Melech? She's a Mitzvah Shoshana. And no one says this pshat? So number one, I found in the Masechta Gemara that someone does say this pshat. The Arav of the Bei Rav, I'm not sure who that is, but I like him very much because he says this pshat. He says that's the pshat in this Rashi. Rashi's saying, Tebele da filu gira mitzvah rishoni, filachi kara lechas, because the conversion is invalid. Invalid precisely for this reason. That's number one. The Aruch Lener says like this. Rashi was like the Ritva. Since even if in case in which he was Megayra, she'd be Asur Mishra Mitzris, he wasn't Megayra at all. We can add, because he couldn't be Megayra. You know, the original Pshat, that's Pshat, it's not going to come to an opposite conclusion. He wasn't Megayra at all. It's interesting that there are those who claim that Shlomo HaMelech held, how is he Megayra? He held like Rav Shimon. Big man to hold like, right? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was also considered Sisrei Torah, Shlomo HaMelech also Sisrei Torah. Kindred spirits. What did Rav Shimon say? In the Mishnah right in front of us, I have Avim Beis. What did Rav Shimon say? Kavachom and Varim. Umayim b'mokam shasur sanik azachorim. Yisroel, namely Amoni Moavi. Hitasenekavis, miad. Mokam shalwasa azachorim ala shaljados mitzvi adomi. Eino din shenazenekavis miad. So Rav Shimon hold, mitzvi v'lo mitzvis. Guess he has a Moraine of Rav Shlomo HaMelech held that way. On a simple level, you can say Bas Paro was not such a big melumedes. She relied on her boyfriend, Shlomo HaMelech. So whether Shlomo HaMelech held like a Shimon, didn't like a Shimon, he told, he didn't tell her. She simply didn't know that there's any problem in Yisrael Mitzvah to Rishon. So she didn't know. That's why it's okay. Ein Echinami. If the Giyoros will convert and she will not know as it needs to marry a Kohen, then B'di'evah the Giyoros would be valid. So you can't bring any rise against Rav Moshe from this kind of this Gemara. That's a very important Nakuda. From our earlier discussions, Rav Moshe has to be. We can't say Opkishlo can't from this Gemara. That would be impossible. Can't be. And interestingly, there were those who claimed with the Rambam that the Shlomo HaMelech took Bas Paro, but if you hold like the Rambam in part, that there's no Isser Bia of Chai V'Lavin without Kiddushin. That's the Rambam right over here in Perek Tezvov in Ilchus Isser Bia. Rambam says in discussing all Chai V'Lavin, Ein Nocha B'chol Chai V'Lavin Mishalok Al Bila B'lo Kiddushin Elo. Didn't say Mitzri, didn't say only Kohen Gadol B'Amonek Moshiach Bar. That's it, the only one. Everything else, there's no Malchus, and some says no Yisra Derais either, Quantum Shita Saramba. That being the case, we can understand that Lo Yava Mamzer means Be Nisuin. That's how Rashi seems to say in Chumash, like the Rambam. So the Gemara's Kasha was, obviously Shlomo HaMelech didn't marry her, because if he married her, he'd be all by Mitzris. Obviously didn't marry her, it's still called by Yischatein. It's against Rava. Fascinating pshat. As a matter of fact, we're not even sure what the maskana of the Gemara is. What was the maskana of the Gemara? Was he Megayer or was he not Megayer? Shlomo lo nasev midi, that's what Gemara says. Says the, did he marry or did he not marry? Megayer or Megayer? Tosis says in the bottom, Dibahem dovak shlomo li avaksiv. And therefore, maybe he never used Megayra at all. That's the Rambam, famous Rambam. Right. Rashi in the Pashup Shat says that he wasn't Megayra. Lo nosed midi, it was no soy miskave. So maybe he was never Megayra. Maybe. We don't know. According to the Rambam, he didn't marry her. Rambam Shitasa. Fine. Ad kan rabosai, this thorny issue. Okay. Now, we have to turn our attention, because we're, yes?
There's one question. There was a suggestion in Rashi about all the Egyptians in the time of Shlomo were the Egyptians in the time of the Torah, and they all got mixed up, they're not ethnic Egyptians.
I think Tosis talks about that possibility. Tosis rejects it. Now, I mean, you want to have a Zman Hazeh. If an Egyptian woman will come to our Bezin, what will we say? Yeah, but Zman Hazeh already bought Sancheir, who Bilbo's called Amkula. But Shlomo HaMelech was before Sancheir. You don't have to be an expert in Tanakh, and to know that. So, Pashtus. But thank you for the comment, the important comment. Okay, Rabbi Sa, let us now, because we're really only about a half an hour or so to go, let's try to get to the final stretch. Discuss some of the things we spoke about in the very recent recent past. Okay. The Gemara has over here, Rabbi Osai, on daf Ayin Ches. Well, it actually starts Ayin Zayin and Beis on the bottom. Toner Rabbanim, Bonim Velo Bonas, Diri Rav Shimon. That's Rav Shimon holds like Shlomo HaMelech, or vice versa. Om Rav Yehuda, Haray Omer, Bonim HaShivol, Dulem Dor Shlishi, Yakosav Klom Beleidem. Okay. Om Rav Yochanan Ilad, Om Rav Yehuda, Yakosav Klom Beleidem. And therefore the Kevah Snamas Asuris, be big trouble. Why? Lo Motza Yodo V'Ragla V'Beis HaMedrash. The last time I have a base. Why? Kevin the Yoma Kalger Mikri calls Dok Rashi. The word Marpa is better without. In Kiddush 9 Gimel, Rav Yehuda holds against the Psak Halacha Kalgerim Loic recall. And therefore, it's Mutter for Mamzeb Sudaka. So Kal Hashem does not include Gimel. He holds no. Gimel included in Kal Hashem. No. Therefore, Rav Osai Mitzri Sheni B'Mayitar. What do you mean? Mitzri Sheni B'Mayitar. Zok Rashi. He said in the cave with Sharyan Lialta Havalukol Vasuros Mitzris Rishona Ushnil Mitzri Rishin Visheni. But Mayitar Vyavoda de Doshnishi. You'll never get Doshnishi. It's an impossibility. That's the E. That's either the over and Avera. The Torah is over and Averis. That's the Gemara's Kash. This leads to Rishonim to a whole, how should I say it, a treasure hunt. How can we find a way that a mitzri sheni can become Torah? Right? That the child of the mitzri sheni should be a mitzri shlishi, dor shlishi, which is mutalava bekalasha. How can we find it? The Gemara said you can't find it. Shalom, I can't find it. A whole series of kashas. Let's see the Tosfos. Yishat shtukis. The Mari shtukis. Ah, lo shchichi. Right. It's considered the E. Alright. Next kasha. Yishat nesina. Marry Nesina, right? Well, according to one opinion, right? According to one opinion, within Rav Yochanan. But let's skip Tosfos first and go back to the Gemara. The Gemara later on has two or maybe even three opinions according to Rav Yochanan. What are they talking about, Sai? What happens if a mitzvah sheni marries a mitzvah rishona? So Rabbah says in Rav Yochanan, halfway down the narrow lines, and I'm Chesem and Aleph, B'no Shlishi, Bosa Didei Shadim, the Mishmach Osa, the Beis Abosa. That's Rabbah's opinion. Rav Dimi says, no, Mitzvah Sheni, you know, it's Mitzvah Shona, B'no Sheni. Why? Bosa Ime Shadim Aleph. And why is that? Second wide line, the Siv Asher Yivoldu, Lakosav Tlo, B'Ledov. You follow the mother, not the father. Since your machloek is between Rabbah and Rav Dimi. We'll turn the page later, we'll see another interpretation. Perhaps. But let's go back over here. So Tosfos says over here that Rav Yochanan on top of the daf, well actually Rav Yochanan's name is found in the next to the slide of Isaiah and the base, is according to the Rav Dimi version. Okay? You follow her. Not going to help to marry a Nesina. Fine. But before we even get to Tosfos' kashas of marrying a Shtuki and marrying a Shtukis or a Nesina, the Rajma asks another kasha. The Rajma says, let him marry a Shifcha. What do you kidding? Come again? Marry a Shifcha? What are you kidding? We know these of Shifcha quanta. Rambam holds this is Shifcha's the Rabbanim. She just a Rambam. It's the Rabbanim. How does he know? Evan Ivri is with the Shifcha. The other Rishonim say no, it's the Shifcha's the Rice of the Unculus. They have a Kodesh and Kadesh. Aye, Evan Ivri has a Kenyan Isser. A Kenyan Isser. He can't equate Evan Ivri with anybody else. With anybody else. That's what they say. Kenyan Isser. We had explained it a little bit to give a time of the Quran that we understood. Remember, I caught you on this one. Which one is it? Which? Kodesh and Kadesh. It's backwards from what you think. So I explained it's an issue of exploitation. that a master or somebody else, another free person, is exploiting a shifcha kenayis or an eved ivri for what they call today favors. We leave out the adjective. Yeah. So that might not apply to someone who's himself an eved. Maybe he's goofy being exploited. That's what the political correctness of today. But it says, over this rabbi by Yomu Balayla, Mishnah Tzchah Sochir. See, that's called the Kenyan Isser. Rabbi, have a heart, don't give me brisk love, this Kenyan Isser. No such thing. If an Eved Ivri can marry a Shifcha, means anybody with Midah rights can marry a Shifcha. That's the Shifcha Rambam. Okay. But according to other Rishonim, you can't. But the question is going to become a very, very serious question. It's going to come up over here in Tosis, Rabbi Osai. An ayin test Amud Beis. An ayin test Amud Beis. He wants to know. Take a look on the top second line ayin test Amud Beis. Kevin and Messini. Also, with the rice corner of Menatam, was a schatin. Maishna de Meshuchra Mutter Behen. Uve Shifcha. Also, Meshuchra Yakadish. What's the difference between a Nesina and a Shifcha? It's a difference. Excuse me. Why is a Meshuchar Mutter b'Nesina and Aser b'Shivcha? The Yesh Lomar, the Lav Lo Tzchata Ikal Lemelat Mishap Sulekol, Kol Mamza Amoni Moavi, the Shor B'Kal Geirim. Okay, it's all one big category. Not it's all right. Mutter B'Kal Geirim. Aber Lav Lo Yekodesh, forget about it. Lo Shach Lemelat to Halo Tafsi Kiddush B'Shivcha. Lav Adum B'Nishap Psulim. Out of the question. Everyone's Aser. What do you mean? A mom says mutter b'shivcha of mufurish mishnah samach tes in kiddushin. Hamda ben etam with a whopper. According to the Rambam, no kash. Everyone's mutter b'shivcha. There weren't goes in some people. There's no other way out. The mom says. According to Tosis, yeah. Rabbi Natan Tanu comes up with his own drasha. Lo shayach lo yekodesh b'mamzer di korah b'mikdeshus meyis the l'tavs of kiddushin. The Ein Laharach. Ein Laharach. Maybe because it's Shver. That's why Ein Laharach. It's a Chiddush Nifla in the Rabbeinu Tam. Unbelievable Chiddush. Rabbeinu Tam said. Comes the Rajman and says, okay, if that's the case, let a Mitzri Sheni marry a Shifcha as well. Whoa, he's a Kodesh. Says Yerochan there. No. The Rashba is assuming, finish the pasuk. Lo yiyeh kodesh mibnei Yisrael and psulekol, such as a mitzri, is not included. Fascinating. This is the kasha of the Rashba. That's the Rashba's kasha. Interesting kasha. Okay. Now. So what comes out? That the mom says mutter b'shivcha for one of, that's before Shemishna, one of two reasons. Either because what? She's shivcha to Rabbanah, the Rambam Shita, or when the Tam's Chiddush Nifla. Okay. Mitzri is a mutter b'shivcha. The Rajba says, yes. Others say, no. Don't make up, do drushes. A Mitzri is also b'shivcha. Oh. What about a Moavi, Amoni Moavi? Is that mutter b'shivcha? Doesn't say b'farish anywhere in Shas. What's the din? Amoni Moavi, Mutter B'Shifcha or Aser B'Shifcha? Well, how do I know it's not in Shas? Because the Chelkas Mechok is not sure. He knew Kol HaShas. And the Siman Dalat of Kamechav Beis, he's Mesupik. Comes to Beis Shmuel and says, according to the Rambam, he says the Rabbanon, it's Mutter. It will matter, because otherwise they can't have kosher children. According to Tosis, he thinks it's Aser. Not Kodesh Yomei, this Amoni. I think Mitzri might also be also. Yeah? Against the Rashba. Oh. And then it has to be Yerushalmi's again. I'm not going to Yerushalmi's. Too complicated. Look at the footnotes in the Rashba. They quote the Yerushalmi. As an aside, Rabbi Osai, the Pischei Tshuva suggests against the Beis Shmuel. Even according to the Rambam, it's awesome. Why? Because a mamzer can marry a shivcha, because otherwise all his kids are going to be possible. But an Ammoni, Moavi, what gave you a head to marry a Shifcha? Play Russian roulette, hope for all girls. Interesting. Pesach of the courses, mamash. And then he quotes Rav Ossai for your edification, your almost entertainment. I would almost use that expression. I'll just read it to you very briefly this time. I can't go into it in great detail this time around. We do the Pesach Shuv again. Simen Dalid. The Pesach, we said the Bechokos Mechokek is in Chav Beis. He's Mesufik. The Beis Shmuel is in Lamed Hei. And the Pesach Shuv is Chafei. What I just mentioned before. At the very end, he says as follows. Look at Merami Pana. Yisha Avidavet Choshesh Dilma Moavi Vafil Moavis. And what did he do? Pirish Mishto Vizik Nusa. L'kayim HaShenem Al Erba Tanach Edecha Vikesh Lava Al Shifchasa V'shichur Al Tanai Yehuyin Shah. He named Mavur from this Medrash, whatever it is, Yakan HaMachiri, the Ger Amoni Moavi Mutaram V'shifcha Maiser Rav of Yishai. Of course, we know what happened at the end was that the Shifcha was a very loyal Shifcha to her, the lady of the house, who she knew, and she, the Shifcha, the Beis HaRav, knew better than the Rav, that this, the whole Yisha was being Machmer Shalokadin. Yisha is a big tzaddik, Machmer Shalokadin. And the Yisha's wife is Muteras Yisha, and therefore she slipped, she walked out, she walked in, God, some mice that we read together, almost sensationalist, yeah? And as a result, there was a child born to Yishai's wife. Yishai was stunned, but he said nothing for 28 years. Then, when Shmuel Anavi came and says, "I tam on Arin," nobody, all of a sudden, a lightning bolt tilts Yishai's head. Wait a minute! Could that redhead that's out there with the sheep really be my child? Huh? He must have realized there was a family history over here. Tamar was the Elta Baba, and Yishai's Elta Baba, that's for sure. And so the same stunt was being pulled. I mean, how should we say it? Leah was also an Elta Baba. Right? This is a based Leah, Yishai Yehuda. They were betrayed them down in Chazaka. It happened twice in the family history. It's the third time. And that's exactly what happened. According to this Medrash, Evan, Mos, Rabon, and Moshe, Roshpina, so you find the Alkan and Tilden. Amazing. And if you want it in the Sefer, most people have it, look at this. In Rabbi Kitov's Sefer Todah on Shavuos, he quotes it. That's how I discovered this unbelievable message. Anyway, part of it is alluded to over here in the Pesach Shuvah, end of Sifkot Chafei, in Simon Dalet. Quite remarkable. Okay? Good. Not everyone agrees, not everyone agrees. The Medrash says yes. Not completely clear, but that's what the Medrash says. Fine. Now, Rabbi Ossai, you have a problem. The Gemara has over here, and Ches and Medbe is a principle, which seems to be an overarching principle in all cases, and that is, the Gemara says as follows, Be'umos halach achar ha-zochar, nisgayru halach achar ha-pogum shebishneim. Okay? Fine. And the Gemara gives examples. What's an example of pogum shebishneim? What's the case? The Gemara says that an Ammoni, a Mitzri marries an Ammonis. No, can't be. Ammoni married a Mitzris. If it's a boy, you follow the man, Ammoni. If it's a girl, you follow the woman, you're at least a Mitzris. At least make a Nisa for two generations. Okay? Everyone with me so far? Regan the Rishonim. Wait a minute. We just saw over here that Rabbah said, name Rabbi Yochanan, who's speaking over here, Bosa? Who's speaking over here? Right, Kiyosu Ravina and Rabbi Yochanan. Right there, Rabbi Yochanan. Right, it's Ravina and Rabbi Yochanan. But what's proud when Rabbi quoted Rabbi Yochanan? Mitzri Sheni Shenas and Mitzri Rishona, but not Shlishi, Rabbeinu Shalaylam. Say Avala Chakarapogum. Right? Vachapogum. The mother is a Shane, the mother is a Rishona. That's a part of the principle of Havlad Holech Acharapogum. That's a great kasha. That's a great kasha, Rabbi Ossai, a fantastic kasha. What are you going to do with this kasha. It is really a very powerful kasha. What are you going to do with it? So we saw a number of approaches in the Rishonim. How do you overcome this tremendous kasha? Tremendous kasha. Havlad al hakarapog Rebbeinu Shalom. Yeah. It's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. Interestingly, the Ritva paskins in Kiddushin, that if Yisrael has a child from a mitris, the child is kosher. Frek the Avne Meluim, again, Havlad Holech Achar HaPogum, who was a mitris. Say by my name, Zeres, he's part of that principle. Oh. So, we can maybe make the following suggestion. Ein Achinami. So you want to call the child a mitzri? But what level mitzri? What number? 1, 2, 3, 4? If a mitzri's Rishona. Excuse me. If a mitzri Shani married a mitzri's Rishona. We according to the rabbi. The Vlad is kosher. Bosididei Shadinon. How much more so if the father happens to be a full-fledged Jew? A Yisrael. So we're not going to apply the principle of Lach HaRapogum to give you a number. We'll give you a name without a number. So if the number could be 3 or beyond, so we'll say the thing over here. The number is 3 or beyond. It's not Shaykh and Sayyidah Lach HaRapogum. If the father is a Yisrael, if the father is a Mitzri Rishon, according to Shidas, a Mitzri Shani rather, according to Shidas Rabba, if you have Yochanan. That's one possibility. One possibility. Oh. The Tosfos Yeshonim Rabbo Sain says no. Only by 2 different nations we apply the principle of Havlad Holech Achar HaPogum among the 2 nations. Tosfos says, Tosfos Yeshonim, Tosfos right here on the side. It starts with Mitzri. Tod Amin in the Yel Halach Achar HaPsuleim. Hainu, Dafka Bamoni, Mitri Shinosa Bas Yisrael, Ipcha. Am Echad, Lo Ayrilia. Am Echad, one nation, don't apply the principle. Then there's the sheet of many Rishon, Rashi, and Kiddushin, and the Rashba. When do we, based upon the Pashat and the Gemara, when do we say about Holocha Achar HaPogum, Rabbo Sai? What does it say? That only if what? If Yesh Kiddushin, V'Yesh Aveira, have that Holocha Achar HaPogum. But over here, there's no Aveira, so we don't apply the principle of Avlad Holech, Achar Ha, Pogum. So we basically gave those 3 answers in the Rishonim. So that's very nice. That's very nice. 3 out. We have a Rashba, we have a Tosfos Yeshonim, right? We have what the Achronim say, based on you don't assign a number. 3 possible answers. But now Rabbo Sai, the problem is we don't paskin like Rabbo. Look at the small osios. Kios Rav Dimi Rav Yochanan, Osei and Rambam. Mitzri Sheni Shanos and Mitzri Rishona. Beno Sheni Havoi. Oh boy. Beno Sheni Havoi, which means we are Machmir in this case. Why? The Gemara says in Kedushin. The Mishpachosom, Leves, Avosom. That's Pashup Shat in this din. The Mishbechos and the Vase of also, but the Rishon is right over here. So therefore, no, take that back. That was Rabbi Shita. I apologize. Rav Dimi says, no. What's the reason? Hakosuv Tolo Beleda. Now there was another reason which was suggested that Uber Yerech Imo. That's those words are not found explicitly, but it's implicit. Yamit Mishnah Ubalav Yerech Imo. Obviously, they're learning initially. That the Pshat Rav Dimi is Ubi Yerechimo. That's the initial Pshat Rav Dimi. The second is Xeris Akosav of Akosav Tolo Beleda. You got a mind, Rabbo Sai? I'll ask you the flip side. What's the halacha, Rabbo Sai, in a case the other way around? What's that case? A Mitzri Rishon who married a Mitzris Shnia. So on a simple level, Hakosav Tolo Beleda, it should be Mutter, The Rambam says Osir. Rambam says Mutter. Rambam says Osir. Aya Kotet Klo B'Leda. Magamish is an original pshat. We don't believe in immaculate conception. Leda has to have a father and a mother. So Kotet Klo B'Leda means if either the father or the mother is a problem, the child is possible according to Shita Sarambam. That's how the Magen Mishnah climbed out of this issue. The Vilna Gaon says, you know, you're right. If you follow Rav Dimi, the Rambam is wrong. But look at Rav Dimi, look at Ravina on Amud Beis. Note the Lashon, the Gra says. Ki Asa Ravina. What about Ki Asa? Where are you coming from? I mean, it's connected to really a sugya. Or Rabbi Yochanan, Bu'umos halach achar ha-zachar, Nisgayu halach achar ha-pogim shebishneim. So the reason why the Rambam paskins the Chumrah is because of Ravina. Nisgayu halach achar ha-pogim shebishneim. I would ask the Kasha, the Gemara says Beferish and Kiddushin, Kolmokom sheyesh Kiddushin v'yesh Aveira. He doesn't know Aveira, they're both Mitzrim. So I wanted to suggest that halach achar ha-pogum shebishneim is only when they're both pogumim. So when they're both pogumim, we'll follow the pogum shebishneim when there's no aveira. When one is a pogum and one is not, the other Gemara Kiddusha says only when there is an aveira. That's my teretz to this kasha, lefishi desagro. So the three different ways in explaining the Rambam shita, what happened to cause of global later. Again, the Ramban says later means it follows the woman, l'kula l'chumra. Rambam says no. Why? The Magen Mishnah, because later means they need two parents. The Keren Ora says it depends. Let me tell the Keren Ora. Depends on what the reason. That's first the Gra. The Gra says it depends. You're right according to Rav Dimi, but wrong according to Ravina. I'm Pasach Ravina. Yivala Chacharah Pogam. Right? Pogam Shebishneim. I Averus. I answered that Averus only one of his Pogam, one is not. The one Kiddushin Zoshin is that way. Here, I'm going to add the word Shneim, where they're both Pegumim. Then the rule applies even out of there. The Keren Ora says, it depends the reason for the din of Leda. Is it based upon Uba Yerach Imo? Right? Is it based on Uba Yerach Imo Rabosa, which is the original reason of Dimi? Then you follow the mother even Lakula. That's what the Ramban said. But if it's a cause of the Tloba Leda, then you have to go, that's only L'chumra, and if we machir both ends, Adkan, this fascinating question. And this leads us to the final question in this Indian. I really have to try to finish on time, which is, as I mentioned a little earlier before, a Ben Yisrael and a Mitzris. So the Ritva said in Kiddushin that a Ben Yisrael and a Mitzris is kosher. Frekti Avne Meluim. What happened to the rule of Avlad Holech Achar HaPogum? Right? So one answer we gave before from the Achronim is, yeah, call him a Mitzri. Mitzri 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, whatever it is. We're not going to say you don't have to assume that there's a high number of Mitzri. That's one possibility. We saw others suggest like this. If Yisrael marries a Mitzri, so we apply the principle of the Mishpachosom Leves Avosom. That's the reason of Rabbah. As Rashi says in Kiddushin Sam of Zion. Is there a Likutei Rashi here? I'm not sure. Hold on. Should be on the end of the previous page, printed on the age, end of the previous page. It's not found, but if you look at it, it's there in Kiddushin. Okay, very, very nice. And that principle, Rabosai, of the Mishpachos and the Leves Avosam overrides the din of Halach Achar HaPogum by Yisrael and Amitris. I frekt Avne Meluim by Yisrael and Amzerus. We say halach achar ha-pogum. The answer is, Rabbi says, a critical, 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 critical answer. The answer is that there, Rabbi says, there, mamzerus is not a psul yichus, it's a psul atzmi. Mishpachos and the Beis Avosam cannot override that. That's how the footnote on the Ritual is shot in the words of the Ramban. Why is that so important to us? Because this confirms the wisdom of Moreinu HaGoyin Rav Moshe Feinstein. What did Rav Moshe say? Rav Moshe wanted to say, Achidish Neira, that if a mamzer has a child, let's say from a Giyaris, he's allowed to marry. Naturally, of course, the kid is a mamzer. If he has a child through artificial insemination, that child is kosher. What's Rav Moshe's right? Yevamos ayin ches omur aleph a tzrichasa. What's a tzrichasa? There's a tzrichasa between the drasha we said until now, lahem, right? Lahem, when it comes to a mitzri, and the word lo, when it comes to the mamzer. Let's take a look over here in the Gemara. Vitzich mechti lahem, and nitzich mechti lo. By mitzri and by mamzer. Ikse rachmana hocha, mishun debar mitipa psula, mitzri. Avo mamzer debar mitipa pshera, aim alo. What do you mean, aim alo? What do you mean? What would that havamina be? So the havamina would be that what? That if a mamzer marries an isuk shirashi, lo gami mamzer, the meimer halacha kapsulo shimnosa kshera bino mamzer. If not for that pasuk, Rabbi Osai, we wouldn't say so. Why not? Upsul will not be Yerusha. The answer is, it's not a psul, it's not a psul called, we call it a psul be'etzer, right? It's a psul atzmi. And therefore, it would not go down except with the gzeres hakazus of halacha kapsulos. Rav Moshe, that's intuitive, it's only with the sevir. That's why this whole yisod is not just pie in the sky, it's down to real life, according to that shul. I both said we're down to the last 5-10 minutes. It's quickly chazer, the very last thing we spoke about, which is the Gemara on Ayin Vav and Aleph. But the Gemara on Ayin Vav and Aleph suggests initially that according to Rava, Lo Sischat and Bam applies Bigiyusa. A very serious discussion which we have to have. What's the nature of the Iser of a non-Jewish man and a Jewish woman and vice versa? So the Rambam paskins, that's Rava's original Shita on Ayin Vav and Aleph, and therefore the Sina is the Rabbanan. Rav Rishon was saying, no, that's Rava's Havamina. Follow Maskana. The Maskana is that Lo Sischat and Bam applies Bigerusan to a Nesina, only the Shevumos. What about Bigiyusan? No Lo Sischat and Bam. You mean it's Mutter? So, maybe some people hold that way. Others say no, Sefer Dekra. Sefer Dekra, Rav Osam, which is Bitcha lo sikach levno, no sikach levbitcha, that is the Issa Daraisa of a Jewish man and non-Jewish woman, and vice versa. That's how the Torah seems to say, maybe the Ramban says in a similar way. Why am I saying all this? We got started this discussion from a kasha, an amazing kasha, of the Noda Yehuda. We had all these suggestions in Ayin Ches, let the Mitzri Sheni, let him marry a Shtukis, let him marry a Shivcha, let him marry a Nesina, right? This one taps them all. Let him marry a Goya! What? You suggesting an intermarriage? Yeah! Not a good discussion. Because after all, we all know that it's only Aser Midrabanan, and then the Midrash, it's not Aser. Whoa. Says the Imre Moshe in response to Nodav Yehuda, what, are you kidding me? You must be joking me. Then Issa Kores Midimre Kabbalah. What? Ball Bas El Nechna, writes the Rambam. Nothing to do with Aser Schata. You don't even need Derech Chitun, claims the Imre Moshe. So therefore, this is, I mean, Issa Kores Midimre Kabbalah, and he holds apparently it applies even Bitsina. And therefore, the Nodav Yehuda's Kash is no Kash. Obviously, the Nodav Yehuda held there's no Issa Daraisa at all. presumably holds the Easter rice only before Hesia. Before Hesia. And in this particular case, we're talking about a case that could be done be Tzina. Truth to tell, the Bach Paskins and Issa Karsh Devar Kabbalah, even be Tzina. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the question becomes, didn't we learn in Masechet Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis that Bezal Shachashmonoi made the Issa? What are you talking about the Devar Kabbalah? He wants an incredible answer. We saw in Atzi Arozim that Malachi made the Gzeira. It's a Pesach of Malachi. And that's called Bezal Shel Chashmonoi because it's the same Malchus, or maybe if Malachi lived 300 years, whatever, maybe it's not such a good teretz, but that's the teretz that they give. Why in the world should we say that the Issa Karet of the Kabbalah applies only before Hesia, which seems to be the better way out? Whoever heard of an Issa Bia, the only before Hesia? The answer is not Issa Bia. If you look at the Pasuk that's quoted by the Rambam, he talks about Kichilel. So it's the Chilul Hashem. The Rambam quotes the pasuk over here and says it shouldn't be Avos Zakal Be'enecha, even though it may not be an Iser the Oraisa in certain the Malkus on it. He says over here, Ki Chilul Yehuda is Kedosh Hashem, Ubo Basalecha Yachas Hashem. It's the Chilul Hashem. The Chavos Mechol already says this. It's the Chilul Hashem. This is the Siman Tazayin. It's the Chilul Hashem could only presumably be Befar Hesya. Quite a remarkable distinction within the Koras Divrei Kabbalah, the Lashon of the Chazal's Machlokes in Siman Tazayin Tav Katan Hey, Avolo B'Tzina, right against the Bach, the Lashon Ki Chila Yehuda Mashu Kamke Befar Hesya, and this makes it much better. I think the Dochak Teretz that we saw from the Atzi Arozen, the film of the tour, there was a very very shvera Teretz that he gave. Fine, so far Abosai, so good. Why in the world did the Rambam paskin against the Mefurash Gemara that Rava backed out? That's a good kasha. So the Kesef Mishnah says it's true that Rava and Al Gemara backed out, but the Rambam paskins against. Why? Because in Kiddushin Samaches Mid Beis Nochris Vlada Kamor Minolon Kiyosres Bin Chomei Akrai, and it's talking about Rabosai Goyim. Talking about intermarriage. You know, with matrilineal descent. I've been talking about Goyim. And Gemara says it further, quotes throws in Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds Sharumas as well. The rabbis call him a Syrian. So Rambam therefore took this Gemara in Kiddush and Samaches. It's not Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Some of the Gemara's in two places. To pass it against Rav Maskan over here. And he asked, B'derech Chasnus, all Goyim, Midoraisa, based on those Eschat Abom. Like Rav Havamina against Rav Maskan, presumably based on other two stuff of the Gemara's. Over here. Fine, shine. And we know we don't follow Rav Shimon, so it could be that it's the time of the course Mefurish. Maybe, that's the whole Avdim Balum, which we don't have time to go into in detail, but that could be why he passed it this way to include Shar Umos as well. Ad Kan Rabosai, the Shitas HaRambam, in contradistinction to the Shitas HaTur, in the case of Mishnah Zvart, in the course of the Kabbalah, the question of the Sinif HaHesya. There's one problem which we unable to really solve, and I'll just maybe you can come up with a terrace before Sunday. The Beis Shmuel quotes here based on the Bach and the Prisha that the Iser he thinks Iser los eschaten bum according to the Tur is an Iser of Kiddushin alone. Amazingly, Kiddushin alone, he says the Gerusim Chaimish los eschaten miyabish as Kiddushin afilu lo boal. Chaznish goes bonkers. How can it be? We saw it against the Gemara in Sotem Mem Dalam and Aleph. Come out Mefurish. I don't know. I don't really know a good answer to that particular question. Oh. We did mention an Avnei Meluim. What's Avnei Meluim? Avnei Meluim is an unbelievable word. Avnei Meluim is against all the Rishonim. What's that? In Rishonim it says, Ki Boal Basel Necho, which is found in Tanakh and Malachi, is a Jewish man and a non-Jewish woman. That's a much worse Isser than the other way around. The Ran suggests that's Karas and Divrei Kabbalah in that direction because the kid is going to be a guy. So the Rambam seems to present it. As opposed to the other way around, where there's a non-Jewish man and a Jewish woman, the kid's going to be Jewish. We're not recommending it. Rabbi said, we're not recommending it. It's Isser Gomer. But maybe it won't be only also with the Rabbanan. Maybe there's no Karas mit Divrei Kabbalah. Yeah. Okay. A Shaila and then the Ran in Masechta, in the Chiddush Yiran, in Masechta Sanhedrin. As a matter of fact, if you look in the, carefully in the Shulchan Aruch himself, you get that impression he passes that way. Why? Because here in Siman Tezayin, in Siv Beis, the Ramah writes, I mean, the Lashon of the Ramah. Lashon is very important. The Lashon of the Ramah, Siman Tezayin, Siv Beis, reads as follows. He says, Abol Akusis is Farhesik and Ambokimbo, and it's Bechlal Arayas Lahorgabal Yavar. Yoredeh Kufman Zayin. But in Yoredeh Kufman Zayin itself, he says that a non Jewish man and a Jewish woman is not considered Yoredeh Yavar. The answer might be, depends which direction it is. Right? Which direction it is. That's exactly what the Ran says. It's Kanon Pogimbo, which would make it chorus with the Kabbalah. And the word chorus, as we know very well, is linked to Seda with the idea of Yehorg Val Yavar. So that's in the other direction. That's the other direction. That's what it might appear. Okay? Fine. Let us now go to something along these lines. The Gemara Avodah Zarah said, we just had on the screen Mamish a week ago, whatever it was. Maybe a little bit of it on Sunday, a little bit. We might have that Gemara. The Gemara seems to say, if you look at the reading Gemara Kipshuto, the opposite of the Ram. The Gemara seems to say that we're talking about Bederos Nus, that Nochris Habor Bas Yisrael, that Goy Habor Bas Yisrael, that's the Raisa. Why? Because Moshcha Basrei. That's a worse Yisrael. So Rav Nimlum has a whole shtickle Torah on that basis, based on Darshin and Talmud Dekra. In one direction it's Mefurish Bekra, one direction it's not Mefurish Bekra. The Hasara, in the case of a Jewish woman, where the child is going to be, the Jewish child is going to be pulled away, that's worse. It's Mefurish Bekra. The other way around, that he's born out, not so Chomer. Torah Rav Nimlum, based on the Mefurish Gemara and Avodah Zarah. Everybody else, but Adonai says no. The word Araisa does not mean Araisa. It means Bezin Shal Shem, because the Pesuk of Shem is Mefurish with Araisa. Hotziyu Abisisorim. As opposed to the Pesuk of Divrei Kabbalah, which are later on, or Bezin Shachash Merosh later on. That's what the conventional wisdom of Rav Moshe writes away against Avdei Melun. We don't follow the Avdei Melun. But if you take the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Kipshuto, it comes out that way. But we don't take Kipshuto. Maybe other examples where the rice is not meant to be Kipshuto. I'm both saying I'm over time already. I apologize. We'll stop here. Mishnah Debechin will be on Sunday. What time do you want to? Who wants to come early on Sunday? Where's who? How early do you want to come? 9:30, 10 o'clock. Okay, 9:30, 10 o'clock. The Debechin will be here. It may be here before me. I have a breakfast in shul. So I have to be there. I depend how fast I get out. I'm going to try to be here in the nines. Depends how fast the breakfast goes over there. But I'll be here, Mr. Shem. And hopefully it'll be typed up in any event. Get someone to type it. And everyone's allowed to use a computer. I have no problem. It makes it easier for you to write, easier for me to read. It'll be a little bit shorter than the last Bechina. Although not all that much. We covered a lot of ground even in this amount of time. Baruch Hashem is Siyata D'Shemayim. Mishnah on Monday, we'll continue Perek Mitzvos Chalitza. Siyata D'Shemayim, which will take us probably through till May, till the last year of the regular Zman. Siyata D'Shemayim. Okay? Shabbos to one and all.